stricken with paralysis. As they walked that early morning hour, on Wednesday, August 16, they stopped for milk at Brother Lunt's home, and then stepped into the corn patch. Admiring the full ears, James plucked one and started to pull back the husk. Ellen, by his side, heard a strange noise. Looking up, she saw the face of her husband flushed, and then saw his right arm drop to his side, helpless. He attempted to raise his arm but could not, for the muscles refused to obey his will. He staggered, but did not fall. He was unable to speak. Ellen helped him into the Lunt home. Indistinctly, James uttered the word, "Pray," and repeated it. Ellen described the scene. "We dropped to our knees and cried to God, who had ever been to us a present help in time of trouble. He soon uttered words of praise and gratitude to God, that he could use his arm. His hand was partially restored, but not fully. Physicians were called, but they had little to offer, either as to what might be done for him or encouragement that he would survive." 2 days later, Friday, August 18, James White was carried on a couch to his own home. The next Tuesday, as the Review and Herald came from the press, it carried this notice: "We have to announce this week what the brethren and sisters, everywhere, will learn with exceeding regret: a sudden and dangerous attack of sickness upon Brother White. Monday night the 14th inst, he returned from Memphis. Wednesday morning he arose and proceeded, with Sister White, to take his accustomed morning walk. They were passing through the garden of a brother, and he was in the act of opening an ear of corn, when a sudden dizziness seized him, his right arm fell powerless at his side, and it was evident that a partial shock of paralysis had come upon him. He can now move the fingers of the paralyzed hand, and use the hand to some extent. Also his mind is free, and the power of speech restored, and though he was greatly prostrated by the attack, we think that through the blessing of God, he is now in a fair way to recovery." Ibid, August 22, 1865.